Yeah. It's a late night special, man. It's for all the lovers on campus tonight, baby.
Mid episode. You
know what I mean? Grab your woman, man.
It's the midnight storm.
Grab whoever you love. Because it's about to go down, baby. Yeah.
Go ahead.
9 o'clock. Home alone.
Paging you.
Wishing you come over.
My place.
After a while.
Let me know.
We can just keep talking about the last time.
You were here.
What we did.
No sleep till morning.
Back rub. Back rubs.
Hit me back.
Girl, I hope you hurry, cause I'm
so
anxious.
So anxious.
All right, man. Get up out the flow, man. Come on, man. Y'all ain't even getting buck wild, man.
Jesus. Get up, man.
Oh, my gosh. Melvin. What did we, Melvin? Didn't we tell Melvin last week if he don't have the velvet rope, so his ass is going to be fired?
For you. Yeah, we ain't hiring no old nigga.
He better be glad I get this discount for hiring elderly people, man. Damn. Come on, man. We get the river
man,
ropes up.
Get Bernice, shit together, man.
You got your knee braces on, man. Somebody bring her some Bengay. She hurting the shit.
Man, I know we tapped into y'all the little throwbacks and shit. But everybody get together, man, pull get right, up, roll up, right. Sit down, get your shit together, because this is Chill University. Yeah, they going crazy like always. I know. Hey, look a little louder tonight. It sound like Arrowhead. It's all like, hey, but nah, and these are your professors, y'all. Please relax, man. This is me.
Who the hell is you?
Man, I'm Chill Tonka, man. Skinny Chill, man. Skinny T.
Okay.
Chill Tonka Cuts, you know what I'm saying? Come see me if you want to get cut up, man. I'm in my prime right now.
All
right.
This
last 2 weeks, nigga, I've been putting out qualities.
So. Okay.
Come see me, man. Who I got across from?
Man, across from that nigga is the one and only. Motherfucking Uncle P, man. The auntie's favorite motherfucking uncle.
You're not the only one, though. Just we had an argument about this.
I don't give a fuck what y'all had an argument about, man. Proclaim, self-proclaim.
Shout out Master P. He's another Uncle P.
Did I hate in your intro? I hyped you up. Why you always gotta be disrespectful during my time?
Romeo got kids?
You know what I mean? You giving me real Irv Gotti vibes in here. You know what I mean? You giving real Irv Gotti vibes over here, but I'm going to let you slide.
I apologize. All right.
You know what I mean? But it's all good, man. But across from nigga next to me is
Did you finish, bro? My fault. I didn't mean
It's over now. Nigga, you fucked up the flow of the shit. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, bro.
I might give him some flavor later, man. But the aunties know who the fuck it is, man. They know who the fucking built, nigga. What's up, Roro?
Nothing. Just chilling.
Yeah, who are you?
Ro Roger. Mr. Capital. All I got.
Mr. Capital. Okay, what's that about?
If it ain't new. If it ain't about money or proper grammar, I don't want to hear about it.
You just more sober
than normal. Oh, okay. All right. That's probably what it is.
Which kind
of
sucks, but.
It ain't bad.
Well, it's not for you, anyway.
Yeah,
it ain't too bad.
You know what I mean? That's a good. Are we going this Sunday afternoon? Shit, fuck it. Why not? Sunday, I feel good outside. You know what I mean? We are here fucking vibing. You know what I mean? Feel real, just chilling, man. But how y'all fellas doing, man? How y'all we been so far?
I'm blessed, bro. I've been busy these last 2 weeks, bro. But I can't, like, shit. It's can't really complain, bro. Because this is what I wanted, nigga.
I feel you.
Shit, for you to be, get comfortable, nigga, you got to get uncomfortable. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. So, I feel you. Speak to it.
I'm basking in it right now. I'm accepting the challenge and I'm taking it head on, Paul.
Okay. Basking, taking it head on. I like that for
you. You like it too?
Nah, I like that for you.
Okay.
I wish you would have do that pause in there. It would have been a good motivational speech.
I said straight to the face. I mean... Head on, not straight to the face.
Now he's making it worse.
Yeah.
Now we are.
Just stop.
Just stop.
Right.
Yeah, just stop.
I shouldn't even try to explain myself. I'm taking this shot.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I've been cool. Just at home and at work. If I'm not at work, I'm at home. So
LeBron don't stop.
No, I feel you. I wish it would. At least
just a pause.
Bro, we need to take a vacation.
I don't take vacations.
Y'all niggas need to take vacations, bro. Y'all need to go out and see the world.
I've been working since I was 16. I've taken one vacation.
That's what I'm saying,
I've been working
bro,
since I was 14,
too.
And I take vacations regularly.
I haven't been to a beach or nothing. I just want to, like, right now, I don't even give a fuck if I go somewhere. I just want to take probably Friday and Saturday off.
I think I've talked to take y'all with this. I've taken one vacation. It was the most terrible vacation I've ever taken.
Why was that?
Because it was like, yeah.
Well, hold on. Wait. Before we get there, I'm doing okay. Niggas always forget about the real one. You know what I mean?
I wasn't worried about it.
That's why you in the condition you is, because you don't worry about people. That's your problem. Because if you worried about people, you'll worry about yourself and you would take a vacation.
That's what I was going to say. That's why I'm healthy. I definitely don't worry about myself, so. No, I was going to say, if people follow your Snap or follow your stories, they know you living good and getting out there.
Taking trips on the beach.
In the streets with your... You in the streets, but you with your significant other, so I don't know if that's in the streets.
Yeah, outside.
In the streets. You outside, yeah. That's what
I'm outside. Never outside. In the streets, but I'm outside.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You're I just be chilling, man. Bro. I get
so
it.
You've been
I
living, bro. So that's why he, of course, he... Brother, do something. It, bro.
It's yeah.
Easy, man. No,
it's not, bro. It is easy, bro. You just have to set the time, plan accordingly, and make this shit happen.
But all the time I think about planning, it was like, well, I could be working, making...
Well, you gotta quit thinking like that, bro. Life, do you work to live or you live to work?
As of right now, I think I'm just.
You living to work.
I feel like I'm just.
You need to flip it.
I live to be comfortable.
I'm not even living because I don't buy shit for myself.
So I mean, you living to work. Okay. You wake up and wake up every day and you live just to work. Like
not saying work,
live.
Basically.
Not saying work, but I do need to work to make money to do stuff that I want to do.
It's just not. It's just.
It's a difference between living to work and working to live.
Yeah, and I get that, but that's like if you're making $100,000, $200,000, then that feels like. Well, I don't even know if you do that, but it's like I don't make enough money to not be working. Like I make enough. I make a decent amount of money. Just it's not enough to be like, okay, I can take a week off.
And I'm not going to take a trip.
You don't have PTO?
Come back.
I do. I have a week of it. I just.
But you know PTO is paid time off. So that means like you get paid not to be there. Like they give you time to sit your ass at home and chill. Why don't you take it?
Can I sign up for PTO? I probably have to ask my job about this. But can I sign up for PTO and then still work that week and just get it overtime?
No, nigga. It doesn't work like that.
If you're
on PTO, it's against the law to work.
Oh,
they have to take. You have to give up the PTO day once you come to work.
Well, if they got
to
pay out the PTO, just pay me out and.
Do your job pay you out for the PTO?
Maybe I don't know. I gotta ask them. I don't know the rules about shit. I just go to work and.
That's the problem.
My job.
You need to if you're gonna go take a job, bro. It's too many people don't realize that, bro. You gotta know your benefits. You can't just go to these companies and let them abuse you. Like you gotta use them for what they can give you too.
But they go over that shit at the beginning of the fucking orientation. Like I'm gonna remember it or write it down and shit. Like I'll come talk to y'all if it comes up, but I'm not keeping note of this shit. Like
nigga, you need to, bro.
I don't know the attendance policy until I'm on my last strike.
I get you.
So that's how my job.
I
kind of
agree with him too, because like when I get if I do sign on to a job, it's just strictly money. Like nigga,
like
what's
need,
the pay
you
schedule?
Need that money right now. Yeah.
Like how much? And that's it. I don't give a fuck who what you doing. What y'all fucking league? Y'all fucking coworkers in? I don't care.
But nigga, I'm not saying focus on that shit, but focus on the shit that benefits you. Like you can go
that's
to
that's
these companies.
That's all I focus on. The only thing that's gonna benefit me is the fucking money.
But even that. Like he probably don't know. But in his health plan, if he go to the doctor, he probably and he turn in a physical, he probably get money back from going to the doctor. That's more money you're saving him. That's what I'm saying. Like you got to know the benefits on where you're working at these jobs because they give you benefits. So you got to use them for what they give. Don't just go there, work for these motherfuckers and keep making them rich. Nigga, eat off of them.
Of course, some jobs got shit like FMLA and motherfuckers can hustle off that and shit, but...
Who the... Nigga, that's not hustling. That's fraud.
That's a hustle, man.
It's a hustle if you don't get caught.
That's a fucking hustle.
That's a hustle if they pay you. If they fire you, okay, now it's a scam.
But like you said, some people do like understand like or use they job to the full advantage. But now some jobs make that shit, you got to be there, what, a year or two before that shit is even accessible. Or
what is accessible?
Like, you know, childcare, sign on, and that's full time. Yeah. Any job that's worth it, for real.
But that's why I'm saying, when y'all go, that's why you have to ask some questions before. Because if it's a job like that, bro, I'm not even wasting my time with that. Exactly. Like, I'm not even going, okay. Why would I go there and you going to tell but me I got to be here a year?
In that position to turn that down, though.
Yeah, I
feel that, but go ahead.
I was going to say, I get what you're saying, because I've had people like, coach me up on jobs like, hey, when you go to the job, make sure the healthcare is this. Make sure your 401k is this and this and this. And then I just be like, I'm used to the fact that when I go into jobs, I need that money now to do stuff. So I'm not worried about the benefits. If I get to that point when the benefits kick in, then I'll get to it. But usually I'm like, it's not on my mind at that time. Like by that time, I'm just in a job doing the job.
Nah, I feel you.
Speaking about what's on your motherfucking mind.
Yeah, you.
I don't know why you. I don't know why this nigga. He
got these balls.
Speaking of normal, nigga got his balls and just relax.
Speaking of what's on your mind, what's always on your mind, man? I'm sorry to just transition, but this is the first topic of the day.
What's up, man? First topic of the day, man. Checking in. What's up, Tonka Tonk?
Give a shout out for
what did Pyro gave a random fact earlier or a stat said. The number of people who's checking in to rehabs and rehab centers and stuff for other than drugs is on the rise. Mm-hmm. So that started a topic, or it stirred up a topic. You know, what's one reason you would think or you would have to check in a rehab?
Like my friends grab me up and be like, hey, you got to go to rehab.
Or yourself. Like, hey, I need to chill out on this.
I'm wilding. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, you. I'm like, wilding. I need to mild my consumption. All right,
I'm going crazy.
What would it be?
Work.
Hey, we just talked about that.
Like, nigga, you need to take a day off. Shit. That's real all you doing is working.
Bro, and y'all need to treat yourself to that, bro. I want y'all to really treat yourself, bro. Mental health, you know what I mean? You got to take care of yourself, bro.
I get it. I'm fighting. I need to take a vacation, but I also don't feel like this is about to be, oh my God, this is about to get dark. I feel like I need a vacation, but I also feel like I don't deserve it. Like, I haven't worked enough to get it, and why am I taking days off, and I got these bills to pay, and I could be making these hours and doing all this, and I don't know.
I get that. We're not going to go there because that's a deep dive. Yeah. You know what I mean? We don't have to go into your life like that. But I get what you're saying, but you know what I mean? Work on practicing that for yourself. Yeah. And I was thinking on mine. You know, Roro, I ain't going to lie. When I thought of this question, I thought that yours might be something else. And I'm glad that you thoroughly surprised me with that one. You thoroughly surprised me.
First of all, my answer was a joke. So don't be too surprised, because I'm about to say what you think I'm going to say.
What you about to say?
Yeah, I feel like I will be checked in because I've been watching too much porn. And niggas have to beat down my door because I'm beating down myself. And then niggas is like, okay. Nigga, you've got 3 fucking bottles next to your bed of empty lotion.
Oh my God, my fucking stomach is hurting.
Get the fuck up.
Oh shit.
Put on your clothes.
Oh my God.
Let's go downstairs. Where are your car keys?
Oh,
Where are your car keys?
I'm not touching shit in this apartment but your car keys.
I don't want to touch them. Fuck that. You might be using the key ring for some fun.
Nigga, everybody came in here with hand sanitizer because you've been here for 3 weeks.
Gloves.
3 weeks.
Episode of Family Guy with Quagmire.
Nigga, arm and shit. What's up, y'all?
Which wouldn't throw me off because my dominant hand. Okay.
Yeah, you're going too deep into it. But I see why you don't want to take PTO now. He don't want to come out with that swole arm. What would be yours, B?
Yeah, that'd be it. That's how to spend it. I ain't about to buy no flights nowhere. Okay.
Smoking and drinking.
Drugs and liquor don't count. It got to be something outside of that.
That's what I'm saying. Not video games, because I I mean, I'll be thinking shots. About it when I'm not doing it. Yeah, of course we have.
I think I'd throw you in rehab for watching YouTube TV too much.
Working? I don't watch YouTube TV too much.
YouTube TV, YouTube, anything with a URL where you got to search in the title every video you want to watch.
Nah, they give suggestions.
They have a queue.
Yeah, they don't have to. You don't have to search everything.
This nigga come down, turn his PlayStation on, and it's easy. They're playing a game or watching YouTube.
I mean, because that roots back to smoking. Like, nigga, well, it really roots back to me not being able to multitask. Mm-hmm. So I can't play them. I don't know how niggas play the game and roll up and at the same time and smoke. I can't do that shit.
Yeah, you gonna have to roll. I would rather five, six
smoke at a time and then play. And then, or play, and then be like, all right, I'll be back in like 30 minutes, y'all. I'm about to smoke. Like, I can't do that. I can't multitask and hold the blunt and do that shit.
Do you feel like it kind of take away from the effect of smoking? Like it's supposed to be like a relaxing thing?
Yeah,
like
you trying to play a game. I think that's what it is. I think I'd rather like kick back and, you know,
just really relax and enjoy.
Relax, like put on some music or something and just.
I feel
you. You gotta switch to that sativa so you can be more active.
Nigga, don't make one no sativa, nigga. What the fuck?
Instead of indica?
Nah, nigga. Indica, nigga.
Do you know where?
What the fuck? That's where we want to be, indica, yeah, nigga.
I know, but if you smoke an indica, then you gonna be relaxed. And
but that's
chill.
Why you gotta know. That's why you gotta. That you can't just crazy. Wake up first thing in the morning and be like, shit, crazy. I'm finna face a whole blunt of indica.
That is crazy, though. Because ain't indica like the hair, right? That's just like.
Mm-mm. Indica is like the one that make you kind of sleepy. Sativa is supposed to be
ain't
have that, you up and moving.
I was going to say, indica like the
indica
body.
Indica is like the body heavy, how I go to sleep.
Nah, because shit, honestly, the indica is the one. I mean, wait, the sativa, right? Uh-huh. What'd you say?
Sativa.
The one sativa's
that
up.
Like stuck. Indica the one that make you feel like that shit some shit.
Some pressure.
Yeah, the shit that had me like.
That pressure have you laid out, yeah.
Nigga, so anyway,
even
when do you want to
talk hella shit about niggas that smoke, like do heroin and shit? Like, if weed had me like that, that's some good shit. Nah,
nigga,
weed
do
have. I just had some shit, bro, and I like passed out after every blunt, nigga. And I'm like, nah,
I can't fuck with this. Like that. Yeah, you like, I can't.
I think
fuck
that's
with
how
this,
niggas man. Picture people that be like, okay, you addicted to weed, you smoke all the time, man. It's a lot.
It's just
like you got to smoke after every activity or before every activity. Addicted to it.
No.
And I want to say that is fair because y'all niggas used to smoke a lot. Yeah, like it'd be like, hey, we about to go eat. All right, let me roll up real quick. All right, we got our food.
In my leisure time, it's like the leisure time. Like when you at the house chilling or you go to work.
But that shit was a lot. That was a lot.
Like, that's because, you because you did nicotine.
And that's just like us waiting. Like, oh, let's wait. Roger, hold on, my vape is charging.
Thank
let's
you.
Wait on my vape to get it to two bars or some shit. It's like,
nah,
you would be the nigga outside the car. Like, wait, y'all, give me.
At least I'd be outside the car. Niggas would be like, hey, can I smoke here?
At least we asked. The fuck, niggas could have just lit the motherfucker and kept it pushing.
But nah, yeah, niggas used to be like, hey, we about to go get something to eat. All right, let me roll up real quick and I'll go with y'all. And then we get food. Hey, pass me the fire sauce. Let me roll up real quick and I'll give it to you.
What?
So we got to play the game.
You exaggerating that latest shit. That first one was a legit one.
Yeah. But
that
you were stressing.
Hey, I got a girl coming over here. I got to clear out. Hey, let me roll up real quick and then we'll be up back.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, let us smoke. Let's have a.
Get the fuck out.
All these niggas not coming in my room.
No. So roll up in your room.
Oh my god, Roro just mean. You don't want nobody to have fun.
You don't get it.
No,
I don't.
Just like you walk up to a regular somebody you assume smoke cigarettes, and you ain't never said nothing to this word a day in your life. All you gotta do is
let me get the squeeze.
They tap the box a little bit, two finger flick you a cigarette, and you catch it between your lips. And then they light the cigarette for you and shit. Yeah,
I think
nigga,
so. He catching between
his
lips.
I done seen it. Like cigarette smokers do it.
What kind of propaganda?
That's like their handshake. God. You
the
know how like motorcycle drivers do that little
flag
to let you know. Yeah, that's cigarettes.
They flip that motherfucker with their lips.
Two fingers.
We not talking about me.
Catch that motherfucker. Is it lit?
Nah, they ain't lit when they do it because the person come with the, like.
They pulling out the box.
They offhand and like light it for them.
Ooh.
And like no problem. And they act like they ain't never met and then they just sit walk away.
Hey, Roro, I got a real legitimate question. Well, first, let me tell you this. Nah, I just ask you this question.
Wait, that's my question.
No. Wait. Why do y'all slap the box? What are y'all doing that
I
for?
Don't know. It don't do nothing for me. Anytime I pick up a box, I just take one out.
Somebody said,
"Wake up the cancer." Yeah, somebody said,
but I heard that shit was funny. I was like, "Damn."
Let's get into this question though.
What?
Why do y'all niggas do angel dust? Let's hear about it. Let's talk about it.
I ain't did that shit in 08.
Since 08, okay. So 14 years.
I ain't never did it. That's jokes, y'all.
Hey, look, you see, I went quiet. I was like, I don't know who the fuck he talking to.
Them jokes.
Okay, so you do Andrew Dust. You've done Molly. Let's talk about the Molly.
Yeah, let's get in his.
Let's get into it.
Who the fuck you talking to?
I'm talking to Uncle.
Nigga, Uncle. You did Molly. That was in your family bloodline.
Hold on. We ain't pointing out no names.
Did I point out any names?
If I've done Molly, we've all done.
Shout out, Brian.
Hey, can we ever talk about how Brian tried to date rape us?
Hold on, no. That's what I was going to say. Hold on. Because, like, okay, I'm actually proud of the fact that he's never drugged a woman, but he has drugged us. So I'll give him a round of applause for that.
A round of applause? Fuck that.
Brian should have. He didn't drug no women?
That's crazy that Brian.
Why he drugged us? That's not okay.
It's crazy that Brian.
I'd rather us than.
It's crazy that Brian didn't cross over into the D9. But that nigga act like he should have
hold on.
One of them white boy friends.
You said he should have been with white boy friends?
No, he act like that's where he should have been. The way he was drinking? Nah, was Black Friday drinking like that?
He would have
drunk like a pee.
Can you stop? This ain't no ASMR show.
Yeah, we
man.
Can hear that shit.
Oh, yeah,
I'm picking out your lights and shit.
Nigga, lice. I know you ain't talking with that motherfucking chia pen on top of your head.
Pubic hair, nigga. Nobody give a fuck. Pubic hair.
I know you ain't talking with your 7 o'clock shadow on your
face. Turn your head to the side.
Do your head to the side. What was you going to say, Roger?
They see the beard. Okay, now they know.
Yeah, that nigga was drinking like he should have crossed at a PWI.
Oh, okay.
In one of the black frats. At a white college.
You get on my nerves.
Oh, okay. So you should have been at a...
No, per. Oh,
okay. Bitch ass. That's fair.
Oh, I'm a bitch.
Where you going?
What are you about, the vinyl?
I'm taking this hoodie off, man.
So wait, okay, so
hey, don't clown me. I'm sorry if you was there. He never said.
Oh, hell no, you not about to be in this bitch with a you got a tank.
Okay.
I thought you was finna be in this bitch with no shirt on. I was about to say, boy, you better go put a fucking shirt on.
I still feel dusty like throwing a hoodie on with no shirt on.
Right? I feel like this is the real you.
But it is my
in a house. In a tank is always that's yeah. Like the classic that's
your classic
you,
look.
When you think of Tonka, that's you, how you see him.
If you ever had an album cover, that'll be your album cover right there in that tank.
No, I already know what my album cover is gonna be.
It's gonna be him what? And him and Trey
next some football next subject. Gloves. Next subject. What's your album cover? You was a damn fool. I already know where you was going. You stupid.
No, we can't move on to that one. We can't move on to that one. You never said would you be taking.
I'll take the rehab for.
Yeah.
If I had to go to rehab for one thing, what was yours?
Either video games or jacking off also.
Jacking off also. Yeah. Jacking
I'm talking shit. I'm talking.
I thought I had a friend.
But working also.
So we have two for working, one for beating, and then you have
two for might as well put one and a half for beating.
Niggas might throw me in just for anything. Hey Roger, you know what it's about.
I mean,
time.
But you said beating. That was like the one that you
that was your real one.
Most
you
true,
would be most.
True, but what was yours?
I think mine's would be probably addicted to fucking sweets.
A sweet.
What, nigga?
I said that's sweet. I like
candy.
Like
candy and
that's
shit.
A respectable.
Yeah, like candy and shit. Like I would sometimes I really be feeling like I need somebody to take me into a motherfucking doctor. I be fucking.
If I think about it, I've never turned down a piece of candy unless it involved nuts.
See, bro, that's the thing, bro. If I don't eat too much candy, now that I think about it.
Yeah, you kind of weak.
I don't know why. I don't know how it phased out, but I'm just not a candy eater.
What would be your like unhealthy thing, like your over healthy indulgence?
Alcohol and backwoods.
Got you.
What about you, Roro?
This nigga eating backwoods.
Nigga be shit.
Sometimes some
this nigga break them down.
Some debris do get in your mouth.
This nigga put them in a salad.
Paul, I ain't swallowing it. Like the first thought.
You said what would my?
You gonna do it?
Some of that is going down your throat. That nigga said facts.
Oh my god.
Hey, I threw him the lob. He dunked that motherfucker. That boy said facts.
Why would you even throw that lob? That's crazy.
Cause I thought she was gonna say some shit.
You ain't my man.
I thought she was gonna talk some stuff.
You ain't my man.
So you said what would be my sweet?
No, like your over healthy indulgence. Like something that's unhealthy that you do.
Shit, everything. Nigga, I'm good at cooking, but I hate cooking. So I eat out all the time.
I feel you.
What Drake say? What's the square root of 69? Eight something? I eat out all the time.
Hey, all right. So, but I do.
Where the fuck did that equate to anywhere in that story?
And especially 69.
I was trying to make a joke.
Because I'm sorry, I'm not trying to send a shot at you.
I was trying to make a joke and nobody caught
it. Trying to send a shot at you.
Shit, don't say it. Don't say it.
All right, but I do like that topic that we did stumble upon in the middle of that. What would you, like the album cover, that's like your debut album, nigga. Like your drop, nigga. Like I'm here. Like you already got like the buzz, nigga.
Okay,
so
okay.
I'm here. What's your album cover?
Did you pick
mine
what?
Since
I got a question before you start because I want to make sure it's a fair game. Is this a mixtape? Or is it an album?
This is a fucking album.
It's an album.
It's your debut album.
Is it in this era or in like the best era of hip hop?
What are you trying to be? Have the fucking
I'm talking about like
a
losing
gang
college.
With you?
Nah, nigga, I'm talking about losing like high school.
However you want it.
I bet.
However you want it. Okay. You got full artistic control.
Bet.
It's now mine. Mm-hmm. Before I really interrupt it. I will be at a construction site. It'll be a far zoom. Kind of like what was that Drake shit when he was on top of that Canada
six guy? Was that six guy or views?
Views, yeah. I'll be at a construction site sitting on some construction equipment or something, like doing something in a construction vest, but it's like a deep zoom. I'm in the middle of it. It's just a big ass mess.
Yeah.
And it's a big ass Tonka truck in the middle though. You see it though, and that's just how I see it, bro.
That's yours. I got
it's
you.
It's my self-titled debut album, nigga. Construction site. It's real gloomy. Not gloomy, but it's like it could be gloomy. It could be raining. Ooh, it could be raining.
Ooh, first nigga finna have that Lil Wayne 500 degrees album cover.
Raining or something, or different weathers in different spots, but like I got a shovel or something, and then it's like a Tonka truck with a big ass.
By the way you talk, I'm trying to figure out if it's R&B or rap.
Both.
It's a double disc,
like
my nigga.
Like some Rod Wave shit.
It's a double disc.
This nigga got sweating suit. Okay.
That shit hard though.
The next CD gonna be a blue collar, like this nigga going on a corporate job.
Not blue collar.
Or white collar. Is that white collar?
I'm going to management.
They promoted me. The blueprint.
They promoted me.
Oh my god!
But I still got the lunch pill because I didn't forget where I came from. That's a ooh. Come on, who next? Oh who god. Next? Like, I'm about to jerk and dip in my bag.
This nigga in the suit and Tim's.
Come on, we didn't hurry up and finish this podcast. I'm about to drop. I'm about to record my first song.
This nigga tripping.
Mine's just gonna be. Like Channel Orange is gonna be a color. I'm not fucking with no pictures. I'm not taking no selfies.
This nigga's really scarred from selfies.
It's a process.
I can see you also like a color. You can have a mascot.
I can see. Y'all remember the gorillas?
Yeah.
That's Roderick. I can see Roderick doing the whole little group.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I can picture that. Cause it's like. Yeah,
that was I feel
the
like
anime. It have like an anime little twist to it.
Her, yeah. It'll be like
Radical wear like or Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah,
wear like
a, big old glasses and stuff.
Just anything to hide like himself.
Yeah, that makes
sense. My videos will be pure cartoon, but no person in it. It'll just be like
birds and shit.
Birds, and animals, blood? And scenery and shit.
Would it be blood?
What?
No.
Yes or no? Will it be blood? I need to know. Cause I got a follow up question.
Oh wow!
Like blood involved?
Yes.
Like people so die?
I just confused myself. Like
I know it's all cartoon, but is there any possible way that there will be like blood?
Oh, like in, violence in the shit. Movie?
Not even that. Just some blood, you know.
No.
Okay. All right. Never mind. No further questions.
That nigga went for the feds. That nigga went for the feds.
I'm about to say your ass wearing red lights.
Oh.
Little freaky ass boy.
That's a different subject. And we're going to talk about that later.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'm up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you are. Pause.
So my album cover would be some dope shit, right? It'd be like pictures of me, like small pictures. Of me, like a picture collage of me at various ages.
Mm. That's dope. You got a lot of pictures of you.
Yeah, I do.
That's kind of dope.
And
two things. I don't. Not to detract. I was gonna say I don't like pictures of myself, and I don't think with four kids we had that many
pictures.
Chances to take pictures.
Yeah, my mom had three
type shit. But what would the name of your shit be? Would it be like self-titled? Oh,
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You said what would be the name of it?
I said mine was self-titled. Tonka. Or Chill Tonka would probably be my... If I changed my rap name to Chill Tonka, I would probably be on the workbench and then everybody else be working in my cup. But nah.
I think
mine's would be called Zone 15.
Elaborate.
Why y'all looking at me?
Because no, I mean, if it made sense, if it made sense, I'd be like, all right, I'll ride.
Oh, okay. I thought y'all were feeling it. No, okay. What's eight? What's eight plus one?
No. Where do these numbers
plus
come
six.
from?
15.
Oh,
yeah.
Zone 15.
8 plus 1 plus 6.
816. Oh, dumbasses. Eight. Come on, man. Get y'all shit together. Ooh, shit.
Okay, Roddy, what's yours? I don't like that one.
You're a fucking hater. I got the best album cover so far.
I'm trying to think of the best response for that. Because Zone 15.
I got the best album cover so far.
Coming out of. But your title is trash.
Only y'all think it's trash. Anybody with any artistic ability.
It's Photoshop on that goddamn laptop. Now. Hey. I'm going to post it until you.
Hey, spam the chat.
I'm going to make mine and post it on that motherfucking page.
Hey, listen.
Hey, both of y'all make y'all.
When you see my shit, just know.
I want to actually try to make mine.
When you see my shit, just know what time it is.
I might actually try to make my double disc Christmas album this year, too.
Zone 15.
Yeah.
I got the equipment.
Let's do it.
8 plus 1 is 9 plus 5 plus 6 is 15. If you're gonna do Zone 15, why don't you just make a mixtape and have Patrick Mahomes on the cover?
Is this my album or yours?
And your face on it.
Yeah. Cause that sounds like a mixtape, Zone 15.
Yeah.
What's your album name? What is your album?
Goop. It don't really matter. Cause
Goop? Goop, here it is.
What's
look at that.
Goop.
Goop, here it is. Look at that.
Can it be like Nickelodeon green slime color? That green?
It's your album.
I think that color is copyrighted.
Yeah.
By who?
Nickelodeon.
So you telling me I can't go into a store of Lowe's or Home Depot and buy like a can of Goop colored?
It's going to be Nickelodeon green.
It's going to be an extra $5 charge, sir.
For Goop Green.
For Nickelodeon.
The fuck out of here.
They got the Nickelodeon sticker on the cover.
Like, nigga, I'm just trying to paint my living room neon green. Why I gotta pay the extra $5?
You definitely ain't getting no bitches over there.
Nigga, ain't nobody coming now. Why does it matter?
And why would you want
to
do that?
That nigga gonna wake up to a headache every day.
You think I'm gonna finally get a girl over there?
Sick
and be
as
like,
fuck. This nigga gonna wake up and throwing up just three times.
So
don't know why.
Yeah, just bright as fuck.
It's just.
Hey, it hurt. Trying to watch TV. Hey, it hurt like a motherfucker.
You think I'm planning my life? You think I'm planning my life whether or not a woman's going to come over my place?
I think you are.
I don't.
Like, I got all my essentials. I might buy some cool lights. Oh, I do got TV lights I need to put up.
I thought that nigga's trying to say he's about to. You are within yourself.
I thought that nigga's trying to say some cool.
The more they will come.
I'm about to put up some anime posters.
Or whatever
posters.
Jesus said. Or whatever.
The longer it takes for women to come over my place, the nerdier it's going to get. The more nerdy it's going to get.
But what if you find you a lady that's interested in the nerdy stuff? Like, she don't think it's a
then
nerdy.
It'll be cool. It'll be my soulmate. But until then, we're going to get some superficial bitches.
Ooh, nigga, I got a question.
What about the seven bitches that you love already?
Two? Where are you getting seven?
He what? Eat seven bitches' what? Booties, yeah, but he only love two. I'm sorry, not
wait,
bitches.
Random number,
he said he had married two young ladies and eat seven young ladies' booties.
I said it's on the table. Like, if they ask me, then yeah, I'll do it. But then the other two.
Do you have to be in a relationship
on,
for
no,
you
no,
to
no,
do
get
it?
Get into the question. Get into the question.
So I was going to ask y'all a question. You know what I mean? And this can be our last topic before we hit IASS. Yeah. You know what I mean? The people getting a little restless in the back. And this is a quick question. Do you feel like somebody can be your soulmate, or do you feel like somebody can feel like they're your soulmate and you not be theirs, and vice versa?
I think you can, but I think that just make you realize that that's not your soulmate.
For the other person? Yeah. Whoever's chasing the other one?
I mean, like, yeah, like, I got you. I mean, I guess, like, I don't know. Everything to me is just like, you know, lesson learned. So you might like shit in this person. You might love everything about this person, but this person don't fuck with nothing about you.
Right.
Alright. I know I like that. Some whatever qualities this motherfucker carrying around, I know I like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna look forward to my next.
Your next person. But yeah. Just without the other qualities.
I know I'm simplifying and this shit. And I know you're gonna be hurting from your motherfucker. The person that you believe is your soulmate, not fucking with you at all.
Yeah.
But once you get past all that and the rejection and the heartbreak, yeah, just take that on to the next one.
I just got so sad. Because at first I was thinking, like, it's at least it's like 8 billion people in the world. So you might run into somebody that thinks that you think is your soulmate. But then they're like, no, somebody else is my soulmate.
I know. That's a possibility. Yeah. That's why I asked.
So then that person's not your soulmate. So that means you have to search the whole world.
Don't say search. Because it's not like that you got to go out there and read the profile of everybody that you, every girl that you see.
Right.
It's just like you going to stumble upon. Like,
I think what's for you will never miss you.
That's why, exactly. Like, you going to be like, man, all right. But and like just one drunk night, you going to be at a bar and then you and this girl connect. And you be like,
she evolved.
Yo, she was hella cool.
Are we looking at soulmate like there's one possible person in your life that corresponds to you? Or are we looking at it like there's a few people?
No, we're definitely looking at it like that, but we're also looking at it like
it could be
you think that the wrong person is your soulmate because they don't feel the same about you. Like your soulmate will, you know,
feel the same way you do.
Feel the same way you do.
Right.
That's what makes me your soulmate.
I don't think it's your duty to try to win somebody over.
No,
far as I
say. No.
For me personally, if you in that situation, you can't chase somebody who don't want to be caught. Like you gonna hurt yourself more.
I don't think you might there's nothing that you can do to make somebody like you unless you fucking save them from a 5,000 foot drop.
And even then, they're gonna be like, all right, thank you, but I still don't see you that way. What's the point of manipulating somebody into liking you? Just like somebody that likes you.
And would you want somebody who was manipulating to like you anyway?
You have to fight for somebody to like you. How long that's lies? Not gonna be.
It ain't gonna last.
Once you get them, now it's like, so now what's for dinner tonight?
Yeah, you gonna be just
you fighting every night to prove your love. And they're like, all right, that's cool. But
you haven't done nothing for me lately.
What have you done for me?
You waiting
lately?
For the first slip up.
So that's definitely not your soulmate.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah, I feel.
But your soulmate is going to be somebody that likes everything you like. And, well, they might be that's tough. Cause like,
so what was the topic again, though?
How would you, you know what I mean? Do you think it's possible that somebody can feel like they're your soulmate, or you feel like somebody's your soulmate, and they're not feeling the same.
No. Like I said, I just feel like that's the answer.
I feel like it's tough as hell because then is your soulmate somebody that likes the same things you like, and y'all get along super well, and y'all chill and all this and all that, Or is your soulmate like somebody that compliments you and does the things that you don't do and likes things you don't like, but y'all still cool in hell as hell? So yeah. I'll never be able to.
Exactly.
But
you don't know.
So how do you know?
You don't
if,
know.
If it don't last, that's how you know. Like when shit get rocky and y'all separate, if y'all do separate, that's how you know.
Oh, so if you last, that is your soulmate.
Yeah, because
but
like,
what if you last with them and then there's somebody out there that you could, that y'all could even click way better?
That's when they get rocky.
That's when it's sad.
That's when they get rocky.
That's.
But also
it's thinking too much.
also I seen this thing and we can close out and go to ISS
that
after
is
this.
Crazy. But listen, your wife get in the way of your true
love. Could she? But listen, I was watching, not even watched, I came across this video on IG and somebody was speaking. I can't remember who it was, but basically they were saying that, you know, like when you go to work and you might have like that one person who kind of flirt with you or whatever it is.
No work.
Yeah, their little work person. Thing. You know what I mean? You and you know, sometimes if you're in a rocky spot in your relationship, you might start to think like, damn, what if?
Take that to the next level.
Yeah, like what if this, what if that? And the person was like, well, the reason why they like you is because they don't know you. Like they know this part of you, but they don't know you.
Right. They know like the work you.
Yeah. Like the person that you dating and who you with, like they know you. They didn't see you mad, happy, angry, sad. They didn't see you with your hair not done, hair done, breath stanky. Like they know you. This person who you work with just know the work.
Your cordial you, your nice you when you at work on the clock.
Yeah.
But that's also crazy too though. Cause I just brought up another like question.
I got you.
Like, could your soulmate be somebody that you have broken up with?
I think so.
Or, like, because, you know, so. I was watching a video earlier. It was, like, about it. Like, it was a comedic skit, but it was, like, a toxic relationship. And they arguing all that shit, but they could possibly be soulmates.
Yeah.
So it's like, so it's like right person, wrong time.
Or but right person, and that's just how y'all communicate. That's just how y'all.
Yeah, just need to work on it. Like I think sometimes
communicating better.
I think like movies and stuff have given us a fictional perception of what a soulmate is. Like make it seem like everything just supposed to be glitz and glitter and pretty, and you ain't supposed to have no issues. Like normal relationships, you gonna have friction. That's just that don't even mean like. Interest normal relationships, like you're gonna have friction with your friends, family, like that's a normal part of being in relations with people. Like you're not gonna agree on everything.
I feel like and just to piggyback off what you said, you might not like to argue as a person, but your soulmate gonna bring that out of you just to
because they can they tap to a certain part of your soul,
and I feel like you'll have to tap into that emotion at some point in that relationship to. Mm-hmm. To realize, all right, this is my soulmate. All
right. I thought about that, but then I'm like
I mean,
I was
not
like,
not necessarily like argue or
but it's like
beating somebody to fuck down. But
it's like I'm a pretty chill dude.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. And some women are like real fiery, and those are the girls I really go for.
Retweet.
But see, opposites attract, though.
But then, like, sometimes I don't argue, and it's like maybe I'm just not mad enough, or I don't care about it enough, or maybe I'm just a simp.
No, I don't think it's a simp. You just have emotional control.
I'm like, I don't care about
you have emotional control.
No, you could think of it as like emotional control, but I think of it as, like, bro, I'm the same way. Like, bro, I don't argue, like, all right, whatever, you got it. I feel like I'm going to piss you off more not responding or, like, just giving you the cold shoulder than anything. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's conflict. Avoidance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like this, because
you're not expressing yourself or getting a resolution to what the issue is.
It's like this subject might not mean as much to me as it does to you, so I'm gonna let you have it. Whatever.
Or I don't want my words twisted up.
Yeah.
And I don't want.
So I'm not about to feed into it. I'm not about to make it worse. So I'm gonna just let you have it in the best way I know how. Like,
I got you.
Okay.
It's a lot of different.
I got you. I feel you. But you
terms and shit that you can put in the title to that because that's my bag. Like, and I think about that all the time. Like, bro, if I would have just argued, we could have deaded it right there. But here we are, 2 weeks later.
I think what it
but
is.
But you don't even have to argue. Effective communication don't mean you got to yell at each other. Because if you arguing, it ain't effective. You still gonna be in the same place a week later.
Right.
Yeah. But if y'all sit down and just express, like, this is what you did that hurt me. and you have to receive that. That's what a lot of people issues is, even in friendships. Like, if you do something to your friend that they don't like, don't be like, oh, nigga, you act like a bitch. Nah, nigga, but nigga, people got feelings.
Bro, is it not easier for us to be like, hey, bro, like, come on, bro.
Like, chill out. You know you did me wrong.
Like, it's easier for me to come to one of y'all, like, especially my brothers, like, come to one of y'all and, like, tell y'all, like, if y'all, like, rubbing me the wrong way or something that you did rub me the wrong way, then it is my significant other.
But it shouldn't be that way, bro, because you, because that significant other is exposed to a different light than we are.
Like, I'll just be like, you know, like, take it like, all right, I'm a bitch. No, it's just like compromise, like, bro.
It's no such thing as being a bitch when you being feminine to your woman. Like,
it's not worth the argument. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not worth the argument. I don't want to, like, bring up no bigger issues. I don't want to blow up. I don't want to not talk for
whatever.
But at the same time,
is it healthy?
Being unhurt? Because at the same time, you still carrying them resentment feelings because. Once you don't speak on it, eventually that shit bottle up and it's gonna turn into a different emotion. Yeah, whether that's resentment, anger,
because after a while you notice that disagreement either leads to communication, and you get through it, y'all hash out, you give your side, they give their side, and then y'all come to a compromise, or it turns into an argument where y'all just screaming at each other and y'all never gonna see eye to eye, agree to disagree, leave it alone, never talk about it again. And that's going to eat at you.
Bro, one of the negatives about, you know, not arguing and shit is when you do argue, now you bring it up hella old shit. They're like, what you talking about?
That you don't know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because you didn't express yourself.
You don't know what the fuck I'm talking about?
Like, it never got resolved.
And the thing about that is, because if you think about it, because I'm pretty sure that didn't happen to you, and certain situations don't happen. Like, no, I'm talking about, like, have you ever did something? Somebody said you did something to them, and you be like, dang, I don't really remember that. Then they start talking about it. You be like, oh, I kind of do remember that. But that don't even be your intentions, is what I'm saying.
Facts.
Yeah. So then when you bring that back up to the person, because you didn't express it in a moment, you bring it up later, they even forgot all about it. Now they like, you bringing up old shit, because that was, like, months ago.
Because you wrong somebody, and they let it roll off their back, or somebody wronged you. Say somebody wronged you. You let it roll out of the bag. Oh, it wasn't nothing. Whatever. Fuck it. And then they make you madder. Fuck it. Whatever. It don't bother me. And then they finally get to that. You finally get to that tipping point where you've been holding shit back all this time. And then everything tips back. So 3 months ago, 6 months ago, back a year ago, fucking all the shit you did being brought back up. So resolve the shit when it come up. Communicate about it.
Yeah.
And move the fuck on, damn it.
Move the fuck on.
Heal. Heal yourself. And in the words of my illustrious brother, man, peace, love, and chill, man. We finna slide to motherfucking ISS.
Oh,
what's up? You got something to say?
I don't know if it's worth it.
Say it. You can't never fuck it up, man. It's our shit.
Either forget and forgive or forget. Either forget and forgive or don't forget and learn the lesson.
Okay.
That's all I got. Like,
look, I'm hurt when I can't eat that pussy, baby.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, right.
All right.
Shit. We
so
about
peace,
here.
Love,
peace, peace, love,
and chill.
So, I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Witness all around me, true. But I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussy cat that's in my lap. No looking back, spaceships don't come equipped with rear view mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pip, I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon, don't do it. Reconsider, read some litter. Sure on the subject, you sure? You know we got your back like chiropractic. If that bitch do you dirty, we'll wipe her out as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry, go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part.
To choose it, lover, never without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor. Top notch, get the most, not the...
Yes. Now sit the fuck down, man.
Please.
Damn. Y'all had too turned up, man. We had to lit, you know what I mean, to our ISS, man. It was going crazy in here. They was in here a little too turned. My fault, y'all.
We had to control ourselves. We had to remind ourselves, like, look, we got a class to run.
Yeah, man, my bad. Get your shit together. You know what I mean? Everybody take a seat, take a seat, please. Take a seat, man. We glad to see y'all back, you know what I mean? Welcome to the second half, you know what I mean? But we gonna kick it off like no other way. Mm-hmm. Fellas, I see y'all got some shots on the table. I say y'all, you know what I mean? Shout out to y'all. You know what I mean? Y'all real niggas. Yeah, I mean, y'all some real niggas, bro. I ain't drinking that, you know what I mean?
As long as you note that.
Yeah. As long as you say that. Put that in the footnotes.
What you mean? Mm-hmm.
That we the realest?
Nah, I didn't say y'all the realest. I just said y'all some real niggas.
I heard the realest.
I don't know. Y'all some real niggas drinking Irish whiskey.
The realest, bro. Nigga, that's our pride. That's our blood.
Oh, okay.
Irish whiskey.
How does that work in correlation? How does that work in correlation with?
It don't matter, bro. Where was you getting to?
You know what I mean? I was getting to the word of the day.
Let's get to it.
What's up, Roro? What's the word of the day?
Oh, shit.
Look, it's up there in the motherfucking in fireworks up there.
The word of the day is FOMO.
FOMO. Okay. Here recently we have decided we're gonna change up how we do the word of the day typically. Instead of us just being given the definition, we're going to take a guess before we're given the definition to see who gets the closest. And whoever the farthest off, I guess, has a shot.
We're going to have some kind of retribution. Yeah. Okay. Penalty.
Okay. We'll think about that later.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Y'all tell us what y'all think about this. Would y'all rather us just give y'all the definition of what, yeah, or y'all like it this way?
I thought you had the definition up.
No, why would I do that?
You trying to cheat? Damn. All
right, first off, is it an acronym?
Yes.
All right. You go first.
No, nigga. You ask your question. It's already your turn. It's already your turn.
You ain't got an answer?
I don't have a question yet.
I'm about to just give the definition.
Formidable opponents. Masters only or something? I don't know.
Not even close.
Can I hear the word again?
FOMO.
Nigga is
FOMO.
Basic as fuck. can you use it in a sentence?
It's my turn, nigga. So I'm
trying. Yeah. Nah, nigga, we still turn, nigga. I'll
give a sentence after he make his guess.
All right. Nah. All right. No, bro. Yeah, nah. Okay, yeah, okay, nigga. Okay, what you mean? Nah, nigga. You have to argue with me.
It ain't my fault that you didn't use your shit wisely.
Hey, you didn't either, motherfucker. Come on. equal player field. Come on, let's get it.
FOMO.
You say it.
Is it something to do with medicine or is it any type of science?
No.
Oh. Thinking like pharmaceutical or something.
See, I was at least close with the acronym question. You was off.
How?
Does it got something to do with medical or medicine?
Yeah, that could.
And he said no.
What did he say to you?
No, he said yes. That acronym,
bro. You gave that long ass definition. It was completely wrong.
Because it's an acronym.
Can we get this sentence? Come on, sir.
No, nigga, you didn't even give your guess.
I did.
What did you say?
Yeah, you did. Oh, that was my. So I get. Oh, damn, I get another guess. Okay,
you
cool.
Get a, no, you get an actual guess.
Another guess. What the fuck?
My you fault. Get a. You get a guess to what the word is.
Oh, okay. Now I get to say the actual. Well,
you
I
get
think
to
the
ask
definition.
A question, basically like a hint.
Okay.
Right.
This episode to you is brought to you.
I don't know.
Dead air. That's what it's
FOMO.
Dead air and talk of cuts.
To gather a group of people.
Close.
It's an acronym.
Ish.
Okay.
That means the letters stand for something.
It does involve a group of people. Okay. So the sentence would be, Tucker called me because he had FOMO.
Oh, damn. You got the disease, nigga?
Funk on my op.
Let's see if I get a better sentence. Me and Perv were hanging out. Tonka called me because he had FOMO.
Because he has four more people with him.
Yeah, FOMO.
Four more people with him.
It's like a four for FOMO.
Yeah, FOMO. He had a sickness.
So is it F-O-M-O?
Yeah.
No, no, like
he had beef. He had beef with somebody.
For something, or is it F-O-M-O?
To have conflict with some with a group of people.
No.
Is it F-O-M-O or is it FOMO?
Are you saying like four more?
You know what I'm saying?
Is this an like American word or Urban Dictionary word?
It's American slang. I'm not sure if it
Urban
came
Dictionary.
From black people.
It's an acronym.
It might have came from black people. But
all right.
It is an acronym.
Okay.
Just get, what's
your definition?
You give up?
Yeah.
Because I don't.
All right, keep going then, motherfucker. You still going to get it wrong.
All right.
Yeah, one more guess.
If I try hard to do it, does that mean I win?
No.
You say no?
No, nigga.
All right, let's go.
Okay, you want the definition?
Yes.
Now, if I try harder, do I win? No.
A form of social anxiety, a compulsive concern that one might miss an opportunity or satisfy an event. Often aroused by posting on social media websites. The acronym is FOMO. F-O-M-O. Fear of missing out.
Oh. Okay. I would not have guessed that. I don't think I would have got that one.
So I was hanging with Perv and Tonka called because he had FOMO.
Fear of missing out. Got it. I would not have guessed that. That sentence wouldn't have got me there with that one.
Yeah,
but it was a hard one. It was a hard one to make a sense. But that was a good one. Good job. Well, a round of applause and congratulations to my competitor.
It's all down here from here.
I think I'm
ain't nothing gonna be as good as that one.
I think I have FOMO when it has some to do with not using money.
What you mean?
Oh, like a free event.
Yeah,
like something free.
Doing something like your niggas just meeting up. Mm-hmm. Fishing,
like something just chilling,
hanging,
yeah.
Hoping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nigga, we barbecued and had some drinks, and everybody just sat around and had a 2K tournament.
But if like niggas go out, you know what I'm saying?
Like to the club and shit.
Yeah, I'm like,
nah, like I'm cool.
Y'all can have that. But
yeah, I feel you.
I think
that ain't a bad assumption for that.
I don't think I feel like I missed anything, or if I do miss something, it'll come around again next year maybe. If I'm alive,
I feel like I get that when it comes to like family events. Like anytime my family get together, if I'm not there, I feel like that's when I kind of get that.
Man, I got a rush from that shit.
From missing your family event?
Yeah.
Niggas calling me, Roger, where you at? You coming? You showing up? Oh, man, maybe next time. Or if I show up, everybody's like, hey!
And you like the element of surprise.
And I dip out early without saying bye to nobody.
Why is that?
Because I don't want to say bye to nobody because then I'm going to be there for 35, 45 more minutes.
Oh, I got you. I got you. That makes sense.
My Brian does that. That used to piss me off. Like we go somewhere and Brian be ready to go, so we got to go now. But then when we ready to go, Brian got to say goodbye to every fucking person.
So now you got to say goodbye to every fucking person.
I ain't say bye to nobody.
Are you hanging by the door like, oh, we got to get there. People coming like, oh, yeah, nice to see ya.
Scrolling through my phone and holding my keys like, hey, nigga, the fuck?
Why I just don't go out, bro? It's not nothing about other people. It's just about me. I love everybody.
No, if
not
I...
supposed to.
The key to this story, the moral in the story is drive yourself.
No, if I can get out, I'll get out. If I feel like it. Like, I'll be out, I'll turn up. I ain't about to be out and be like, I wish I could go home.
I've got to the point where I go out now and I be like, shit, I'm ready to go home.
God know where my heart is, so why shouldn't you?
Because I'm not God.
What? Why'd you look up? He looked up like that was written on the wall somewhere.
I looked to the left like somebody was over there.
Because the way you was looking, I was like, did he see something?
Like it was his scripture or something.
Yeah, I was like, is Jesus over there?
I low-key thought that was a word.
He got that bookmarked in his Bible and shit.
That boy is tripping.
I thought it was a bar, I'm sorry.
He did. Thought that was a bar.
Strike it from the record.
Okay. Man, but you know one thing I'm excited about coming up?
Cheese.
Nigga, you already motherfucking know what. How about them goddamn cheese?
Gucci.
How about them goddamn chains? Okay.
That was they was translating for our people down in the south, the bayou. Down the bayou. They had to let them know what time it was.
Nigga, the shit that threw me off, the only thing that's ever thrown me off when we was visiting Louisiana, somebody came up to us and was like, "What you know is going good, huh?"
I mean, how you doing?
Well, okay, now I know it. But that shit was one word.
That don't seem like
what you know is going good go was one word.
I get you.
But nah, I am excited for the season. Everybody looking different. Every team gonna look different. And everybody got expectations.
Come out on top.
Of course. Yeah. But
it's gonna be some competitive football.
I'm just excited to put all these naysayers and doubters. Yeah.
What's kind of scaring me but giving me comfort at the same time is I haven't heard anything about Tom Brady. So
that nigga left practice for like 10 days.
11 days and just showed back up.
So are they going to be good or bad?
It's Tom Brady. He's going to be competitive. So I think, but
nah, he's had a couple seasons. He was.
What I'm talking about, I don't think they're going to be like Super Bowl contender competitive. But
right.
You know what I think? I think Tom Brady fucked up.
The NFC is trash. So.
I hope he don't make me eat my words on this, but I think he just fucked up his retirement. He could have probably had one of the best,
right after winning the Super Bowl in his town. He should have
winning the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's when he should have did it. But then he played that one season. He still went to the playoffs, but he should have stayed retired after the last season because I feel like
he gonna be dookie this year.
Niggas is on some shit this year, like everybody.
I don't think he gonna play this year. I can see him not finishing the whole season.
Because then that's like, why would you go to training if you're going to quit?
I'm
saying like you, like a regular job, like you go to a regular job, you go to orientation.
I believe Brett Favre.
Why would you quit when they're like, okay, we've had four-hour days. Now Friday you start your 8-hour day. Why would you quit that day?
A lot of niggas do that.
That's stupid as hell. Like, I'd spend that time finding another job.
Yeah.
That's what they doing. They already got another job, but they need the money in between there.
He already got one lined up. He going to be a ESPN analysis or somebody like Romo.
That's why I can see him not fucking
doing. That nigga got a bag waiting.
Of course.
To commentate.
Why I don't understand why he won't walk away from the game.
And it's crazy because he probably one of the driest fucking personalities out there.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be good on TV.
I don't think I've ever seen him talk.
I don't think he's going to be good on TV, but we'll see. I'll have to get used to it. Which channel is he going to be? Fox?
Probably. How good is Romo? Because I know Romo, he predicts Romo plays and shit, but how good is he at talking?
Hey, since we talking about football, let's just steer it. Like, we can't stay on the kind of subject of football, but into a different realm.
What's up?
You going to get Madden?
I was thinking about it. Haven't decided yet.
I don't think I am.
I don't know if I'm going to pay that type of money, but I did see that the new player... my player, like character, you can be a running back, linebacker, corner, wide receiver, or a quarterback.
Hasn't that always been there? Yeah,
just a quarterback.
Oh, wasn't always quarterback. Well, the last 2 years, probably, when they brung it back. Yeah, Madden back in the day was the best game.
I feel like I chose to be a safety back in the day. Like I didn't want to be a quarterback. Like I hate
Madden back in the day was hella cold. Like the year when you get to pick like your parents' origin.
Uh-huh.
You get them with them mini camps, practice drills, all this other shit. I remember we spent most of the time in drills.
Yeah, with the phones and stuff. Yeah. You had the phone and people scores. Texting you stuff. You had their little apartment. You talking
about
that one?
And you get to build shit with that. No, that was motherfucking 2K8.
Nah, with the apartments, I've never had 2K.
That was the only 2K game. Well, 2K had a game like that too. When they had you could build your own little condo up. They had first person view.
Uh-huh.
Bro,
that was 2K8.
Yeah,
because that was my shit.
And then Madden bought the rights to 2K. NFL, so the only game that can produce the likeness of NFL players.
Dude, that first person view was the best thing I've ever seen, and I strictly got that because I think was Vic on the cover.
Nope.
And
that, it was T.O.
Then I got it because of Vic, and I wanted to play as Vic.
But we did have that Madden with Vic when he when Vic was the motherfucking
Superman.
Cheat code on that bitch.
Nigga
run all the way to the other end zone and just go crazy with his ass.
Spin move, cut back, juke, stiff leg, drop step.
Second and 68 ain't shit.
At all. Matter of fact, if he don't run for it, he gonna throw it.
While we talking about football, I was wondering what the Royals record was earlier, and I never looked it up.
Royals suck.
Hey, in the chat, I mean, my fault. In the chat, if you're not a Chiefs fan, please claim your team right now. Of course, if you're a Chiefs fan, put Doug in the chat. But if you're not a Chiefs fan,
don't tune in.
If you're a Raiders fan, you get blocked.
I'm just playing.
No. If you're a Raiders fan, you need to get blocked.
Nah. We don't judge nobody. We don't judge you for eating booty. Why we got to judge them for being Raiders fans?
What's worse, eating booty or Raiders fans?
Eating booty might be worse.
How is that worse? Nigga, they could come to your party wearing black and silver. Everybody else wearing red and gold.
And you could be in the bathroom at a party eating booty.
Right, which is worse?
You in my bathroom. That's worse. You in my bathroom eating booty.
Why are you so prejudiced against me allegedly eating booty?
I'm just saying.
Allegedly.
I'm just saying.
Never happened.
Has this happened before?
No, it has not.
It's not. But I'm just saying, that would be worse. That would be very much worse. That's all I'm saying.
How is that worse? They're fucking Raiders.
Anyway.
They're fucking Raiders.
Anyway.
They grew up in Kansas City, born and raised.
I do.
That's not my point of view.
Like, people that born and raised here that's not Chiefs fans do kind of rub me around with.
It's just weird.
Because it is an honest reason. Like, all right, we were shitty for some years.
Yeah.
But that kind of make you a bandwagon fan at some point, don't it?
Well, you got to understand, some people grew up like other people's fans.
That shit's stupid.
Like,
you ain't got your own mind?
Because my
mom and dad are Green Bay fans, so I'm a Green Bay fan.
I'm pretty sure I'm
How do you think you niggas became Chiefs fans?
I grew up in Kansas City.
That was the game.
I saw Kansas City on the streets. You think if
Pops would have been a Saints fan, y'all would have been Saints fans?
No. Probably a little bit, but then I would have been like, okay, my team is the Chiefs.
That's why I respect him now.
Yeah, I like it. I like the Saints. Even though he don't even fucking claim the Saints.
Yeah, he don't even like the Saints.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He's a Chiefs fan if
he was a Saints fan, but I'd probably be like, okay, that's my daddy's team.
I claim him more on the fucking Cowboys.
Yeah, we fuck with him.
Hell no, that's hella bad.
Yeah, of course he ain't a Cowboy fan.
Hell no. But man, what y'all niggas been watching on TV though?
Anime. That's it. You go ahead.
House of Dragons. Of course, Raising Canaan's. Cold. See, the thing is, bro, I swear to God, I was worried about starting it because I was like, bro, I don't know if I need to restart Game of Thrones to pick up or whatever. But no, I like House of Dragons because it starts its own little arc. Of course, it still got its similarities and shit because
it's still Westeros.
They still in the same kingdom and shit, but it's way prior.
Yeah.
So dragons are flying around and shit.
Oh, wow.
And this shit going on, nigga. And it's hella lit. Yeah, and that first episode, hella lit. And I got memes and shit that I want to share with you niggas, but ain't nobody watched it yet.
Oh, yeah.
So,
How many episodes are there?
One. I mean, the second one, of course.
I think the second one.
I didn't want to time the episode Sunday? Tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, tonight.
Sunday. Okay.
I'm gonna have to check it out. I always like to let the show get about one or two episodes in before I start watching.
Well, I like it since basically you remember watching that whole episode. I mean, that whole last series,
mm-hmm.
and it ended with a whole bunch of twists and everything, and then you get your answers. So it starts with those answers, basically.
Right.
Oh,
gotcha.
Okay, that's cool. Because, no, I feel like I knew it was going to be, like, same vein, different product. Because, like, yeah, it's a whole nother family. I knew it was going to be good because I feel like I didn't read anything about it. But I feel like the two dudes that did the last season of Game of Thrones wasn't involved in it. Like, fuck them. fuck off.
They did. I think they changed some of the writers.
Can I, yeah. can I at least tell y'all?
No.
No, not even.
At all?
At all.
Not
interested.
Does it have anything to do with the story or is it a character?
It kind of has something to do with the story, but it's not like detrimental to the story. It's just something that happens.
It could be detrimental.
But it is big.
Shut up. Nope. We could talk about it next week.
Bro, ain't nobody fucking talking. I mean, ain't nobody watching, bro. I can't talk about it. Y'all ain't shit.
I'm going to watch it tomorrow. I'll watch it tomorrow. I can't
watch it. About to throw a temper tantrum? Oh my gosh. How old are you?
Cuba Gooding Jr. and shit.
Oh my gosh.
He's about to run upstairs again.
Oh my god. Get your sniff, nasty boy.
She ain't even watched it. I'm like, bro, ain't nobody fucking watched it.
Get your sniff, nasty boy.
Nah.
Can that be like the thing we all watch together and then like every week we talk about it?
You want to make this a Game of Thrones podcast?
No.
House of Dragons podcast? I mean,
we can have a segment of House of Dragons.
I don't know if I'm buying on that.
All right, me.
Well, you got to at least watch the first
majority.
Episode.
If the first episode don't draw you in, just like...
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Just like Game of Thrones. House of Dragon first episode going to draw you
in. Okay, I'm going to watch the first episode. Actually, I'll probably watch both of them tomorrow. Because I'm not watching it tonight. I'm going home to go to sleep.
I am.
But tomorrow after I get off work, I'll throw them on. After I catch up on my anime.
I got you.
Actually, I got like 3 seasons I need to watch.
3 seasons of what?
Anime. I found like three new anime that I haven't watched from last year. And I... Well, it depends on how the first episode is.
Is Game of Thrones not the best show you ever watched?
Yes. No.
We've had this debate before.
Yes. No.
Is Game of Thrones not the best live series?
Live series, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So would you not give it a chance?
I'm down to give it a chance, but it's like...
Like in a rush, like tonight.
No, not tonight. Hell no.
That nigga got to go to work.
I got
to
be up at 3.
This nigga need to be asleep right now. Well, you playing with the devil.
I'm always with y'all niggas playing with the devil.
Don't say that. I don't play with the devil.
Nigga, yeah, I'm playing with the devil.
Don't put that on me.
Devil
and
his two. The one that be over. Devil and his two horns.
You the one that be overbeat.
Overbeat. You know what I mean? Mr. Overbeat. That's going to be your new
name. You can't overbeat.
It's gonna be your name.
You say you gonna check yourself at rehab for it.
Beating your knee.
Is that not overbeating?
He said he was implying
it's assault at that point.
To yourself. Oh my god. Is that a domestic violence relationship?
That reminds me, I need to go to the eye doctor. Check out my vision.
This thing going blind.
Oh my gosh.
I ain't going.
He's the first person to ever go blind from beating his meat.
This nigga going crazy. No, they somebody always had that. To because it's a rumor that's going around.
It's gotta, no, I think they're just
him.
Trying to scare the kids.
He the first person that had it since chickenpox.
Damn, that's crazy.
Who did what?
You the first person to go blind for beating your to shit since chickenpox.
I was about to say, did I ever
have chickenpox? Who the last person to have chickenpox?
I don't know.
They probably like... They're probably 29 right now. Last person that had chickenpox. No.
People still probably get that shit though.
Yeah. Well, all these anti-vaxxers probably.
I remember I had it.
I remember y'all having it.
I was vaccinated as a baby.
Was that Halloween you had it? Because I remember, which was stupid because I feel like we bobbed for apples.
I thought me and Brandy both had it.
Yeah, y'all couldn't go trick or treating.
Probably, I don't remember.
I think that was it.
Trick-or-treating in Santa Fe Village at all.
I don't think we went trick or treating because y'all couldn't go, so we had to look out for y'all, stupid asses.
Yeah.
Damn.
Good.
No, I missed out a lot of my childhood because of bad kids and young ass babies.
Damn, that's fucked up. Why didn't they give you that Usher? Watch this. That shit fucked up though, man. I'm sorry to hear that, bro.
I've told you about my childhood.
I know. I heard you got beat up because him.
Yes.
We talked about this last week. I think the week before. He's accepted it.
Yeah. Actually, I think I got over my phobia or my aversion to pork chops, and I bought some when I went shopping earlier. I was like, you know, I'm gonna give these a try. I ain't had a pork chop in like
got hot sauce.
Like 30 years. I don't eat hot sauce.
You don't need no pork chop, bro. Put that shit back.
I love pork.
You was a nasty nigga.
Pork.
And a nigga be chopping it up. So.
Yeah, I knew. That's why I know you eat booty. You eat pork, you might as well eat ass.
What do you mean chopping it up? What's wrong with pork?
Nigga, what's not wrong with pork, boy? What the fuck?
Okay, then what's not wrong with pork?
We'll do some research. This is not the topic for you. But I'll give you some stuff.
No, I know what's wrong with it. Okay. I don't give a fuck.
If you want this to become a vegan podcast, we can do that.
Well, this wouldn't become that because I still eat chicken.
I thought he was going to say it.
You also eat ass. Yeah, I thought he was
going to say it. No, I thought he was going to say I still eat meat.
You know, that's a Harris thing.
I practice vegan.
But I have I have been focusing more on eating chicken because I know it's like the most you can eat beef healthy. Too?
What you looking at, nigga?
My ass eating. Yeah, boy, what the fuck you talking about?
Oh, no. Look at
what
that.
What? Okay.
I don't know.
I was going to say eating chicken is the most healthy one. Mm-hmm. So we are turning this into not a vegan podcast.
I want to do the research on turkey because turkey is ass. And I'm tired of motherfuckers trying to substitute turkey for shit.
Yeah, substitution turkey?
Substitution
turkey is bacon, terrible.
What you mean?
Beef.
Like turkey bacon, beef.
Turkey
sausage.
Bacon ain't that bad.
Turkey sausage.
But regular bacon.
Regular bacon was fire.
That's that pork.
That's past tense. Back in the day, I don't eat it no more.
It's still. Oh.
What you eat?
Turkey bacon.
Oh, shit. You hoe. If my daddy saw turkey bacon, he'd spit in your face.
Damn, nigga, what the fuck? Nigga, pops wouldn't do that, nigga.
No, he wouldn't.
Damn, don't make him sound like that type of guy. He ain't like you.
That ain't pops would.
First of all, he wouldn't do it. But then, can you see him not doing that?
You know what I mean? just because you like to spit in people's face, don't try to blame that on him.
No, I've never done it.
It's just the act.
But he wouldn't do it. But you can't picture him.
I'll break it up. He would do it, but he wouldn't. I'd be dying laughing. I would break it up, but I'd die laughing.
Then he'd be like, nigga.
Hell no. Ain't no
right at your feet, like, you disrespect. What the fuck? In my house?
No, right get out. There.
No,
get out.
This is Perry Pops.
Folks, this has been a good time. I don't know where the fuck this is going. You know what I mean? Shout out to our first time listeners, man. We definitely appreciate y'all tuning in to another episode of the Chill You Podcast.
Take your roach with you, man.
Shout out to the returning listeners, especially one of the announcers there. Well, man, we love y'all, man. Peace, love, and chill, man. Y'all keep it up. Man, I hope you have a good, prosperous week, man. And y'all know, man, we going to get it popping, man. We got some shit coming, man. But we out. And I know how we gotta put that drop right here. In 3, 2, 1.
Hey, and we are. Yeah, thank you so much. Hold on, before you cut it, bro.
Nope.
One more announcement, man. Whoever drive this motherfucking.
We vowed that we'd always be together through whatever. We said that no one would ever get between us. This love will never, ever leave us. That was a while ago. But now lately, it feels like, I feel like what we do is fight every single night. Can't make time, can't get it right. I just wanna go back, take it way back, all the way back. Can we start again, do it over? Can we straighten it out, can we work it out? Cause I don't wanna be. I don't wanna go. So sugar, I don't wanna be alone. I don't wanna be. I don't wanna leave. I don't wanna go. Sugar, I don't wanna be alone. Do you realize I can't sleep without you, think without you, eat without you, speak without you, be without you? I can't even breathe without you. I can't feel without you, deal without you, spin without you. My whole world is upside down. Don't wanna go out cause I can't ride without you. Feel like I'm gonna die without you. What is a girl supposed to do
when I spend my last time to be in your life. I don't wanna be without you. Hurting.